And welcome back to Coast to Coast. Vernon Mahubble with us, and we're going to take calls with him, questions on palmistry, and also he will get you involved in checking out your palms, and we'll see what's going on. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, along with our special guest, Vernon Mahubble, the palm reader. Can we still get your books, Vernon?
Yes, my latest is Talk to the Hand, and I'm very proud of that one, and that's an exciting book to read. And, of course, I have three others, too, and they can be gotten on Amazon.
They keep coming. So what do you see when you read people's palms today, COVID-19 aside, what else do you see out there?
You mean in the society right now?
Yep.
Okay. All right. If you will, I'd kind of like to talk a little bit about where this is all coming from and
okay,
how long
sure.
it's going to last.
Yep.
All right. Now, there's a lot of guests that you have on that do talk a little bit about, you know, whatever you want to call it, the Illuminati, New World Order, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I am in a little bit of a unique position because I have, over the years, read for these people. I believe these people, there is about 1,300 people who are controlling 6 billion people.
And you've read for them?
I've had numerous clients who are part of this, as some people would say, cabal. Now, it all started when I lived in England in 2001 to 2003. And I had a particular clientele. And most of them were part of the banking system. Most of them were, I wouldn't say exactly royalty, but they were associated with that. So we'll just say people who managed the society behind the scenes,
okay.
if you will.
The puppet masters, as I call them.
Exactly. Now, the Western terminology for these people is called the reptilian. The Vedic terminology, which is a 5,000-year-old idea, they're called Rakshasa. And Rakshasa is a Sanskrit word, which literally means man-eater. Now, if you look at my hand, you will not see any ability to do any kind of martial arts or boxing, that type of thing. I'm just not I'm into, you know, running and stuff, but I'm not into that type of physical activity. I just have no mind for it. In the same way, these types of, let's say, human beings have an extraordinary amount of logic and reason, left brain stuff. They are incredibly intelligent, so intelligent that they become ruthless. Their ability to, let's say, outwit or play us like chess pieces is just incredible. So their minds have incredible ability to process information and at the same time control. Now, the other aspect, and this is the problem here, is that yes, they have a soul, but they don't have a soul. They don't have emotion. They don't have feelings. And in the same way that I have no boxing ability, they have no empathy.
No.
They have no feeling. They have no compassion. So according to the Bhagavad Gita, the Vedic literature of 5,000 years ago, demons have two calling cards. Number one, they like to control. And number two, they use poison. And the aspect of them is that they are great at taking control. They're not even really into money. It's about control. And one of the things is that if you have so much, let's say, logic and reason, that logic and reason turns into a very cold energy. When you have emotion and feeling, that's very warm. But their hands don't reflect any warmth. So when they put us into war, when they cripple us, when they send chemtrails all over us, when they vaccinate us, when they come up with this type of COVID stuff in their laboratories, one would think, well, don't they care? Well, they don't have that in their in their continence to care. They don't care. It's something that they simply want control, and they'll do everything they possibly can to get that control, because that control becomes their happiness.
Did you feel a little uneasy when you were doing readings for them?
George, that's the entire thing. I was reading for these people, and at the same time, I was saying, "What the hell? What am I looking at? These people are just incredibly intelligent. They're, in other words, they know how to play the chess game."
Sure, and they have everything they need.
They have everything they need, but the whole aspect there's a verse in the Sanskrit literature, nityo nityanam. It means that that lust can be satisfied, but greed can never be satisfied. So their greed knows no bounds because it's not tempered by emotion.
Did you like them as people?
Business. It was all business.
It was all business.
I didn't know what to think. So I started to read, of course, I'm a follower of the Vedic, literature.
Sure.
The literature that I really like is the Bhagavad Gita. So I'm familiar with these types of entities. But to see it in person, and to also have a lot of American and English writers start to talk about them in terms of reptilians, then it started to really, oh my God, they're on this planet. So what they do is that, this is the problem, George. The problem is that we have the ability to love. You and me and every human being on this planet, in some degree, we have the ability to love. We have emotion. We have feeling. And this is what they hate the most. They know how to put us in fear, but hatred is even more powerful than fear. Because with hatred, you can conquer, you can control people with fear.
That's right.
And what they dislike about us the most is that we can hug and kiss, that we can give love to each other.
And laugh.
You see, they are devoid of the emotional energy. So if they're devoid of emotional energy, how can they be empathetic or compassionate? Now, here's the good news. The good news is that, and this is what I have been tracking for many, many years.
The good news is you tricked them and gave them false readings. And
they would come to me. They would simply ask me, am I going to win this court case, or am I going to take over this bank, or am I going to do this? And their readings would be 15 minutes, and they would pay me my fee and leave.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it was just strictly, how am I going to make money on this deal or control this situation? The situation here is that many of your esteemed guests have talked about this thing called Agenda 21 or Agenda 30. Now, they have their own astrologers also, just like they've consulted with me.
Basically on staff, right?
Huh?
On staff, they have these
people. Oh, of course. And I was one of them. The interesting thing is that they know that in 2030, the planet of Jupiter will go direct. It'll be one of the most powerful planets overhead on our Earth planet. Now, the planet of Jupiter in the Vedic astrology is called Guru. And Guru means it's the spiritual planet. It's the planet of religiosity and morals and ethics and standards. Once Jupiter gets there, then they are done. They're finished. They know it. And this is why they're throwing everything they possibly can at us to try to take control before Jupiter goes into that position.
Let's take some calls for you. You ready?
Okay.
They're lining up. Let's go to Susan in Citrus Heights, California, to get us started. Hi, Suze. Welcome.
Hi, you guys. I'm so glad to get on. I wanted to know if you could answer a question for me. When I put my hand down, both my hands, my ring finger is longer than my index finger. But when I turn it the way that you wanted me to turn it, face up, it goes the opposite way. And my left one, my left index finger is actually a little bit longer than my ring finger on one side, but the other side is almost even.
Okay. Are you right-handed or left-handed?
Right-handed.
Okay. Which finger is longer, the ring finger or the index finger? Just look at it directly.
You face up on the table.
Don't look at it there.
Ring.
Look at it directly. Put the palm right in your eye. Don't look at eye level and just look at it directly at the palm.
Okay. There, on my right hand, it's just about almost even, but just a hair longer of the index finger.
Okay, that is significant, and that means that if your ring finger is longer than your, if your index finger is longer than your ring finger, it means that you need to feel some type of autonomy in your life, whether it's your career, sometimes even in your personal life. So having some feeling of having, let's say, control over your outer circumstances is very important to you. And because it's not that long, it shows that you will be willing to work with other people. It's not that you have to run your own company the whole time, but you need your autonomy.
That's right. Uh-huh. And is there anything here that shows about career right now? At this time, I'm laid off. I wanted to know if it shows how I will be doing this year or next year with money.
Well, I'm going to make a blanket statement here, George, for everybody here. I definitely see this. Even if everything was to open tomorrow in the United States, this is going to be a tough year. It's going to be a year of hard work and effort and struggle. And by November, December, we're going to see an uptick in the economy and just all over the place. And next year, Mercury goes into a very, very powerful position, and we're going to see some definite upswing in a lot of different areas in our country.
Vernon, my left hand, my ring finger is longer than my index finger, but on my right hand, my index finger is longer than my ring finger. How in the heck could that be?
Well, it is, and I'll tell you what it means. It means that having a career that deals with self-expression or something that gives you fulfillment is more important than just having a career that just makes you money. That's what that combination means.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that's true. That's right.
Self-expression is more important than just financial gain. But because you've got a career that gives you fulfillment, your index finger, on the other hand, that's longer, shows that you do make money doing the type of career that makes you fulfilled.
Call my bosses and tell them what you just said.
You could never work in own a napalm factory, let's say.
No. and make money doing it? No.
No, never. But this job that you have, this gives you a tremendous amount of fulfillment, and at the same time, you have control over your destiny.
Let's go to Joe, Long Island, New York. Hi, Joseph. Go ahead.
Hi, Vernon. If you do an individual reading, say just one regular person, can you spot that they're undervaluing or underutilizing a given trait?
How about an example, Joe?
Well, you know, absolutely. You know, and interestingly enough, that's 90% of what I do. For instance, people always ask me, well, what do you say if you see something bad on a hand? And, of course, you know, most people are thinking, okay, accidents or health issues or divorce. But what I see bad in the hand is that people are not utilizing their talents. They're working as a secretary, and they should be an architect. They're in the wrong relationship. They're living in Tampa, Florida, where they should be living in Los Angeles. In other words, that's the underutilization of what I see, and it happens all the time. I very rarely meet people who are working in jobs that they are are born to do. But that is my job. That is the job of the palmist, to properly align someone with their true life work. So you are absolutely right. This is what palmistry is about, to bring out the talents and abilities that we have and to put that person on their true life path.
Now, the palms don't change, but what happens when the events change? So you read at a palm and it says, you know, you're going to have good fortunes and whatever, and it happens. And what if they lose it all? I mean, do the palms don't change, do they?
You will see all of that. You will see all the eventualities of a person, their entire ups and downs, their struggles, their successes in their palm. You could look at a 7-year-old boy or girl and tell that this person's going to run an airline and that they're going to lose everything. And then again, then something else happens. Our entire destiny is in our hand in that way. But we can also affect our destiny by not doing our destiny. In other words, the vicissitudes of life, George, are all written in the hand. But the goal of the palmist or the astrologer is to help that person so that they continue on their personal path so they don't fail as much as they could. We have a destiny. Now, that destiny is not just something that comes arbitrarily. It doesn't come just because the universe wants it or God wants it. That destiny comes because we desired it from a previous life. In other words, this happened to me not too long ago. I read for two people who were married. They were both psychologists, and their 7-year-old daughter kept begging them for a piano. And they were like, how did this happen? Why is she asking for a piano? I looked at her hand, and I said, you know what? She's been a pianist for almost 3 lifetimes. So every time she heard classical music, she was like, I need a piano. So our destiny comes on our hand. It's written on our hand based on what we desired in our previous life and what we wanted. And the challenges that we go through are part of the process of getting to that destiny. So we refine it and we define it.
Have you ever read a palm that was by far the scariest reading you've ever done?
It was the type of people I told you about previously.
Ah, okay. Boy, you really had to bite the bullet on that, didn't you?
I had to put an end to it.
Was it getting to you?
I had to say that because you know, I'm a big fan of humanity. I want to see people prosper and be happy. And here I was not only seeing these type of people, getting readings from me, but they were running the world.
That's right. What's the next book that comes out, Vernon?
I'm writing a book on how to be a successful intuitive for other palmists and astrologers and numerologists. Because, you know, a lot of my brethren, my peers, we're so much on the other side, and we're good at what we do, but we don't know how to make a living from it.
Interesting.
We're not organized.
All right, well, stay with us. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with final phone calls in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Don't touch your dial. On our next Coast to Coast program, are these lockdowns constitutional? Can they do this to us? Well, they're doing it, but is it legal? And then we'll talk about spirits and gods on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Vernon Mahubble with us, our final segment here as we talk about palms. Vernon, do you ever play the role of matchmaker with people? Folks want to get married and you look at their palms and say, go for it or don't?
Yes. And those are sometimes the nicest readings you can do. Because when, let's say, two people come to you and they're very much in love, you're able to see, okay, this is going to be this person's challenge and this is going to be that person's challenge and this is what you need to know about her and this is what you need to know about him. One of the things about relationships that I see is that we tend to give to the other partner what we want ourselves. And a big part of my job, if you will, is to tell a person this is what she needs. Right? You see what I mean?
That's right.
In other words, we tend to think that everybody thinks like we do. So in the same way,
we want to think that.
We want to think that, exactly. So in a with relationship counseling, you're simply saying, this is how he thinks, this is his needs, this is his wants, this is his challenges and emotions. You're letting her know that, and vice versa. And that's the beauty of compatibility. Those are some of the nicest readings that you can do, because when two people find love, they can conquer the world. Having that solid person in our life is such an important component of who we are. It's very, very rare. I find it, you know what's interesting, George? Sometimes I'll look at someone, let's say who's a guy who's a good businessman, and he's coming to me because his businesses are falling apart. Guess what? I don't even, I just look for what's going on in the relationship. Okay, the wife left, or he left, or there's a divorce. You see?
Yeah. Yeah.
When the guy's doing well, or even the woman's doing well, I just know, hey, there's a solid person behind them.
Interesting. Let's go to Michael in Greensboro, North Carolina, to get us going. Hi, Michael.
Oh, hi, Vernon and George. Good talking to you both.
Thank you.
Anyway, I wanted to ask particularly, is there any way I could sort of like look at my palms and see like what's ahead? Like, speaking of love, like in the romance department by any chance, please?
Yeah, let me just tell you something about yourself real quick. I want you to look at the upper transverse line in your hand, the one that runs, let's say, perpendicular to the fingers.
And again, what hand, Vernon?
Oh, either way, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Okay.
So look at your right hand. I'll just tell you. Look at your right hand. You see that line that starts at the pinky and right underneath the pinky, there's about an inch beneath. You see that line?
Yes. Yes.
Is that straight or is it curved? Just your quick intuitive opinion.
I would say it's mostly straight, but a little curved, please.
Okay. That means that you are British when it comes to emotions and feelings. You should be more Italian. In other words, don't hide your feelings. Don't stuff your feelings. Straight line, that line that's straight, that's called generally by palmists the heart line, and in the chakra system it's the fourth chakra. So when that line is generally straight, it means that a person tends to hide their feelings and stuff their feelings. So your job is to be more expressive with your feelings and emotions. And guess what? That line doesn't just deal with one's feelings and emotions in relationships. It's also how you move forward in the world with your feelings and emotions. Okay?
Okay, right. That makes sense. Thank you.
Good luck, Michael. Hope everything works out for you. It's amazing. Can you tell right now if it's Joe Biden and Donald Trump in the November? By the way, let me preface it. I'm not sure Biden's going to get the nomination yet, but he probably will. But go ahead.
Well, according to I've been tracking this in people's hands for a long time, Trump's going to win again. And not only I think will he win, I don't want to take sides on this. There's things that I like about him, there's things that I don't. I'm kind of half liberal, half libertarian.
Right. You're non-political. You're non-political.
Yeah, I'm not going to take a side, but yeah, Trump's going to win again. What I am worried about is, George, in 2022,
mm-hmm.
Something could happen to him. Now, I'm not going to say, I'm not going to say like I'm a Gene Dixon and he's going to be assassinated.
No, don't go there. We don't talk about
that. I'm not going to do that. But I am going to say that something's going to affect his health. I think something can affect his health in 2022.
Well, we got you on tape saying that he could have some health issues.
You know what? I also feel, looking at his hand, George, that he's quite overwhelmed with his job. This guy was born to be a real estate guy. he knows the ins.
But he seems to be having fun doing what he's doing.
I personally look at his hand, and I'm going to say to you that I agree with you. I think he is kind of enjoying certain aspects, but I think looking at his hand, he's a little bit over his head, and he may not even be aware of it so much.
Interesting. Now, when you said he's going to get reelected, Is that based on Biden running against him or just anybody?
No, I haven't even looked. Honestly, I don't even. Biden might not be their candidate.
I agree.
I don't think he's going to be their candidate. So,
I agree. It's going to be interesting. This is
One thing I do see in Americans' hands is this. They're not just voting for Trump. They're voting for what he stands for. That's a very big thing that I see in Americans' hands. They're voting for the stance of what he stands for rather than the person that he is.
Right, right. Most people do not like the clients you used to have, the Illuminati types.
Right.
And, he is totally against that, but we'll see what happens. We'll have to definitely get you back before the election and maybe even have you on election night when we have all the results coming in. It's not that far away anymore. My God.
No, it's not that far away.
Are we going to have an election?
Oh, yeah. I don't see in people's hands that there's going to be a mail-in. No, that's not going to happen.
Okay, good.
No, the whole country will open. Everything will open. Normally, quote unquote, by the beginning of August.
Let's go to Jared in Johns Creek, Georgia. Welcome to the program. Hi, Jared.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Good. Good to have you with us. You have a question, or do you want him just to get going here?
Well, I do have a question, more career based. I work in security, and my passion is wanting to be a police officer. And so, looking at my right hand, since I'm right handed, my index finger is longer than my ring finger. Can you tell me anything about that, Vernon?
Yeah, your index finger is what? I didn't quite get that.
It was breaking up a little bit, Jared. Longer. His index finger is longer on his right hand.
Okay. That means that you should be a detective rather than just a police officer.
Well, he's got to go through the rank.
Yep. That's the goal.
But you're saying he's going to make that?
Absolutely, but go up the ranks and become a detective.
How about that, Jared?
That sounds great.
And that's great. Police officers
are
some of my favorite people.
And thank you for wanting to serve, too. Absolutely. Got a lot of respect for them. They've put their lives on the line every day. Liz in Springfield, Massachusetts with us. Hello, Lizzie.
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
We're doing great. Go ahead. You're on with Vernon.
Excellent. Good morning. So I just had a question about being ambidextrous or mixed-handedness and how that affects.
Yeah. This is what you do. Ambidextrousness is a beautiful thing, but I'm going to tell you for sure if you're more intuitive or more logical. Put your hands together. Clasp them together, and I want you to tell me which thumb is on top of each other. And you guys can do this at home, too. Clasp your hands together as if you're in prayer, and then which thumb goes on top, is it the right one or the left one?
Okay, hang on one second. I have to put you on speaker. Just a moment.
Your right thumb goes over your left thumb, or your left thumb goes over your right thumb?
And the left over right.
Okay, now reverse that. Is it uncomfortable? Okay.
No.
Huh?
No.
Okay. So that reverse it again. Put the left thumb on top of the right thumb.
Yes. Still not uncomfortable.
What?
Still not uncomfortable.
Okay. So you're more intuitive. You're a little bit more intuitive than you are just logical and reasoning. So trust your intuitions. Trust your gut feelings, and go with the flow.
Super, Liz. Thanks. We'll take a few more calls here with Vernon as he's doing some interviews. Now, for folks who might want to talk with you in depth, can they get to you through your website, Vernon?
Yes, palmistryinstitute.com.
Super. And you've been doing this for how many years now?
Maybe 35.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, then if I'm reading your palm, you like doing what you're doing.
I wouldn't do anything else. I love what I do, and I just want people to love their jobs. That's why I do what I do. I just want to empower people. I want people to become successful. I'm a big believer in the fact that if you love your career, you'll make money and you'll be fulfilled. That's all I want to do in my career, help other people to become successful.
Could you have become an astrologer if you wanted to?
Nope, not at all.
No way.
Nope. because
there's similarities there.
There are, but I'm a little bit more intuitive. Astrologers tend to be very data oriented and more mathematical. I failed all my math classes.
That's funny.
But you know, the palm speaks to me. It's like if I look at a palm, it's just like I'm looking at a television. But I mean, I like astrology. Don't get me wrong, but it's not really. It doesn't sit with me. But when I look at a palm, it's just like looking at a very visual television. It just opens up to me.
Let's go to Brian in Minneapolis. Welcome to the program, Brian. You there? Well, we're going to have to let him go. But who's next? Let's go to Laura in New Jersey, first-time caller. Hi, Laura.
Hi. Good morning, George. Good morning, Vern. I have an injury to my hand. I had a writer's line, and now that is gone because of constrictors. And
where's
the top
the injury?
Digit on my thumb is very short.
Oh, where's the injury?
Well, they're constrictors, so the fingers
got
are
it.
Pulled back.
I'll tell you exactly what's going on there. You're lacking willpower. Simple. You're lacking willpower. You're lacking drive, and you're determined, and you're feeling overwhelmed by life. That's what's happening.
How do you know this, Vernon?
Well, it's kind of my job.
That's right.
I don't know. No, what she's describing to me, I can just visualize this and see it. I know what's happening with her. Don't feel overwhelmed. That's the problem. Strengthen your willpower. I'll tell you how to do it. Take your left hand and every now and then just hold your thumb and give it some strength.
Just like squeezing it?
Yeah, squeeze it lightly. But what needs to be the thumb, our thumb, is the indicator of our free will and drive and determination. So what's happening with her is that she's feeling completely overwhelmed by life. And it's
interesting. I mean, you knew exactly what's going on with her. Exactly.
Yeah.
Let's check. Laura, what do you think? You think he's right?
Oh, absolutely. I could tell you stories in the New York Times for my problems here at home.
Really?
So, yes.
Wow. Okay. Well, we'll mark this down as a hit for you, Vernon.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Let's go to Elaine in Fort Myers, Florida. About a minute or so left. Go ahead, Elaine.
Hi.
Hi there.
Yes, I have the line is curved upward on the first line on my palm, and when it gets to the middle finger, it's deep all the way up till then.
Got it,
and then
got
when it,
it
gets
okay.
to the middle
this
finger,
this means that you should always express your feelings without hesitation. Express your feelings, talk about your feelings, show your feelings, and if people around you are saying, oh, I'm not really interested in what you have to say, get away from them, then they shouldn't be in your space. You must express your feelings and share them with people. That's what you need to do, and you're going to become a very happy person, and you're going to accomplish a lot.
Good luck, Elaine. That's fantastic. Vernon, we only have a minute left. I want you to get out your website again, your books, and how people can get a hold of you.
Talk to the Hand is my latest book, and my website is palmistryinstitute.com.
Are you on Facebook through this?
No.
No Facebook, just the website.
Believe me, George, if I was on Facebook, I wouldn't have any time. Oh, my God.
I was going to say, it sounds like you don't have much time anyway.
People are my Facebook. My clients are my Facebook.
Well, you like doing what you're doing, and that's important.
Thank you, George, for having me on. I deeply appreciate it.
Thanks, Vernon. You keep in touch with us, and we'll definitely bring you back on as we get close to the November election with your prediction that Donald Trump will get reelected. And let's make sure his health stays strong. You said 2022 that he could have some health-related issues, and we don't want anything to happen to anybody at all anyway. So stick with us. We've got some more great programs for you for the rest of the week. For Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Lattisor, Stephanie Smith, Chris Burrows, Tim Banal, Ian Punnett, and George Knapp, I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. I'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.